My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we heard the beautiful gospel from Luke. Today let us reflect only the last verse of the gospel. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing. This is not a business transaction. This is a revelation of God's heart. What Jesus says, he means it. The fear behind not giving. Why do we struggle to give? Because deep inside we fear. If I give, I may lose. If I forgive, I may look weak. If I'm generous, people may take advantage. If I give my time, I won't have enough for myself. Our fear says there is not enough. There is not enough. But Jesus says the Father is abundance. Christian generosity begins not with money, but with trust. The very good example is we call father of faith, right? Abraham. He trusted God completely, and look, his family became prosperous. There was struggle, there was challenge, everything was there. But when we have deep trust, we become generous people. We become grateful. What are we called to give? Jesus is not speaking only about financial giving. He's speaking about giving mercy instead of judgment. Forgiveness instead of resentment. Patience instead of irritation. Encouragement instead of criticism. Time instead of excuses. Love instead of indifference. The measure you use becomes the measure you receive. If you give smallness, you experience smallness. If you give generously, your heart becomes spacious, unlimited. And that is the reality, my dear brothers and sisters. As I have lived 20 years of my priesthood, I have experienced this through and through in my life. Those who are generous donor always, they want to give more and more and more. And that is what happens. They only not only give financial, but they give their time, their value, time, treasure. In the world we live, the rule is keep to have. In the kingdom of God, the rule is give to receive. Look at a candle. When it gives light, it does not lose light. It spreads it. Look at love in your family. The more it is shared, the stronger it grows. God's mathematics is different from the human mathematics. God is infinite. Yes, he is. What is the infinite number in math? What is the infinite number in math from 0 to 9? What is the infinite number? Anyone? Yes. 1? No. The infinite number is 0. Why infinite number is 0? It has no value. We call it zero, right? by why it is infinite number. It is compared to God. Because if zero goes and sit with the one, how much it becomes? 10. If it zero goes and sit with nine, it becomes 90. So, as itself, it does not have meaning. But when it goes and sit with another, it increases the value. It becomes more than the double. 1 becomes 10, 9 becomes 90, 10-4 or 100-4. And that is what the beauty of the infinity, the goodness of God. And where do we see this overflowing measure most clearly? At the cross. Jesus gave everything, his dignity, his comfort, his blood, his life. And what happened? At the end, after death, there was resurrection. The greatest hope for humanity. The resurrection. Never ever happened in the human history. That new life. The cross looked like loss. It became the greatest overflow in history. When you give in Christ, we never truly lose. Why some hearts never overflow? Because they are not giving, not sharing. A closed container cannot overflow. If we do not give mercy, we cannot experience mercy deeply. If we do not give forgiveness, our hearts hardened. If we do not give ourselves, we remain empty. Spiritual stagnation often comes from spiritual selfishness. And where is the good example of spiritual selfishness? What is mine is mine. I don't bother about. I come to the church, I pray, I do my prayers, I go. That is what we call spiritual stagnation. We have to come out. Then only we begin to grow. We have to begin to burn. If we want to shine like a sun, we have to learn to burn like a sun. Then only the light glows from our life. Brothers and sisters, the Eucharist we receive today is the greatest example of this gospel. God gives himself completely, no half measure, no partial love, no calculation. He gives overflowing. If you receive that gift deeply, you must become people who give deeply. Let us choose a generous measure and then watch how God fills it. Pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing.
Confidence and trust. Now let us bring our prayers before God.
Replace our selfishness with compassion for the struggles and sufferings of others. We pray to the Lord.